The first is a cutting-edge stealth fighter. Last week, Defense Minister Fung Shi Kwan told lawmakers in Taipei that a modernized Air Force requires stealth aircraft. A defense review released every 4 years called for fighters able to take off and land vertically. Taken together, that sounds very much like a request for the U.S. Marine Corps version of the F-35, a cutting-edge stealth fighter that can take off and land vertically. Amid renewed tensions with China, President Obama canceled what's been reported as a $1 billion arms sale to Taiwan last December. The New York Times described the package that President Trump will offer as robust, but there's been no suggestion that it would include systems as significant or as expensive as the F-35. The other item on the wish list Taiwan has decided to take care of on its own. This week, President Tsai Ing-wen announced plans to construct a fleet of diesel-electric attack submarines. During a tour of a naval base, Voice of America reported her saying, "Strengthening underwater combat capabilities is most needed in Taiwan's defense. We have been unable," she added, "to solve this in the past." The U.S. does not build diesel-electric subs, and France, Germany, and Japan declined to make the sale for fear of alienating Beijing. USNI News estimates it'll be 10 years before the first new sub is ready, 4 years for design, 4 for construction, and 2 years for testing. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.